Don and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
This is a top to, you know, what we use on stage, but it's very, very special because if you can see, the numbers all go to 11. Look, right across the board, 11, 11,
and most of 11, the and then amps go up to 10.
Exactly.
Does that mean it's louder? Is it any louder?
Well, it's one louder, isn't it? It's not 10. You see, most blokes, you know, be playing at 10. You're on 10 here, all the way up, all the way up, all the way up. You're on 10 on your guitar. Where can you go from there? Where?
I don't know.
Nowhere, exactly. What we do is if we need that extra push over the cliff, you know what we do?
Put it up to 11.
11, exactly. 11. One louder.
Why don't you just make 10 louder and make 10 be the top number and make that a little louder?
These go to 11.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Is there a problem?
Yeah, you never shut up.
Hey, keep your pants on.
Make sure you keep your pants on.
Don and Mike, go home and get your shine box.
All right.
Stinky McStink face.
Oh, it's time for.
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
Hi, Paris.
Everybody can suck it.
Hi, Robbie.
What makes a Nazi? How does he get that way?
I called us for our game.
What not?
It's the fool and the classy one, Don and Mike.
Don't never, ever trust Whitey.
But glorious good.
Driving on that man's way on the wheel.
There we go. 10 big minutes on the clock of fun. Like the clock at Baskin-Robbins, where it's always 31 o'clock.
I'm going to erase that Spinal Tap clip that you played at the beginning from my mind, because I find that, for some reason,
that's
very
hilarious.
Funny. Yes.
That's funny.
And it got me in a funny mood, and now I feel like the... listeners are at a decided advantage.
Yes. Here we go. 877-365-3636. Clock starts. What are you doing?
Just getting it out
just
of my
practicing?
System. Yeah.
Clock starts with the first call.
10 minutes.
Make us laugh and win. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi. What did Rob the Angry Mailman give himself for his birthday?
What?
My grandmother's Social Security check.
We're off to a flying start.
It's Friday the 13th.
I hope that doesn't screw things up. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, my buddy of mine goes golfing. He plays a horrible round. Comes home, sees his wife sitting on the front porch, punches her right in the mouth. She gets up. What'd you hit me for? He goes, oh, I hit everything fat today.
Okay, hi there, Don and Mike Show. Make us laugh. Hello.
Hello.
Make us laugh, please.
Rob and Bobby the mailman were getting their sexy on when all of a sudden, unfortunately, they both pass away. Who goes to hell first?
It was Robert the mailman and who?
And Bobby the mailman and Rob.
Oh,
Robert,
you mean
Rob A?
So
yes.
Robert.
Astounding.
What a shame that we won't be able to dole out the prize due to the fact of the delay, but you did chuckle at that one.
The answer is the one who has his ass packed.
Right.
It requires such a leap.
I'm not laughing so much at the joke as the stupid bitch that called with
that said the S word.
Thought we might be able to air that.
And her delivery was very funny.
Well,
matter of fact.
Very, very matter of fact.
The one that packs his ass the best.
And right. Robert and I almost never have sex.
Almost is almost. The key word.
Don and Mike Show, make us laugh, please.
Why does Lon have a bruise around the belly button?
Will you start again, because I didn't hear what?
Why did the blonde have a bruise around her belly button?
Why?
She had a blonde boyfriend.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. I know I don't get it either. Hello.
I do.
Make us laugh,
do you?
Do you
really not get it?
No. Oh, because right.
He was trying, the belly button was, he
missed.
Thought that was the place where he...
Oh, that's not funny.
No, but it was funny that I was explaining it.
Hello, Don.
That amused me a little bit.
Don and Mike, hello.
That's you.
Nope, it's somebody. I'm talking to somebody else.
You got to stop it. It's Friday and it's goofy.
Hello.
Hold on. Palate cleanser.
What?
Go ahead. I said palate cleanser.
Not on my show.
Hey, guys. You know how Tiger Woods got his first name?
How did Tiger Woods get his first name?
Because his mom's Thai and his dad's black.
Aren't you late for your Klan meeting?
Hello, Don and Mike show. Make us laugh.
Holy crap, I'm stuck behind an anal Yugo.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Make us laugh.
Peeps. Peeps. Shout out to my peeps.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Maybe around Easter that would have been funny.
Uh-huh. Maybe.
Everyone enjoys peeps.
Of course, who doesn't like a good peep?
Hello, Don and Mike show. Make us laugh.
Yeah, you know there's a new rule in the NBA?
Is this going to be every joke we get today is going to be? Go ahead.
I don't know.
Lay it on us.
What's the new black joke rule in the NBA?
God. You get over a 20-point lead, put in a white guy.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks. Red Auerbach calling from the grave with that one.
Thanks, Red.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Make us laugh.
Okay.
Okay, anytime you're ready.
All right. Yeah, what do you call a man with no arms, no legs under a pile of leaves?
What?
Russell.
Mike.
I was smiling.
Hello. Don and Mike
I was
show.
Smiling because with the hateful jokes that we've gotten today, that was a moment of blissful innocence.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Make us laugh.
Hey, Don and Mike. How you doing?
Okay.
Hey, how do you get a black kid from jumping on the bed?
I believe we may have had that more than any other joke we have ever had.
Robbie?
Yes?
Answer?
Oh, you put Velcro on the ceiling, John.
Hello, right. Don and Mike show. Make us laugh.
A lady, my lord.
Hi there.
Hi. Jesus and Moses are sitting around the pool in Cancun. They're retired now, okay? They're all done with their work. Jesus looks over at Moses and he says, hey, Mo, can you still do that split the water thing? And he goes, you know, JC, I don't know. Let me go try it. So he walks over to the pool and he spreads the water. He waves his hands and it shuts back. So they have a couple more margaritas, smoke a couple more dubs, and then Moses looks over at Jesus and he says, hey, JC, could you still do that walk on water trick? Because you know, Mo, I don't know. Let me go try it. So he walks over to the pool and he steps off the side and goes all the way to the bottom. Look, look, look. Gets up sopping wet, walks back over the table to Moses and he says, you know, Mo, these freaking holes in my feet. Okay.
I smiled.
That was a fine effort. You know what? Really? That was a fine effort, and I'm going to give him credit for
it. I'll give him credit for having Moses as Mo and JC.
And really nice delivery.
He had him smoking joints.
Really, really kind of a neat approach.
I found it disrespectful.
Hello, Don.
Now that made me laugh.
Don and Mike show. Make us laugh. Hello.
Hey, what are the four animals a woman would not mind having in the home?
What?
Jaguar in the garage, a mink in the closet, and a tiger in the bed, and a jackass to pay for it all.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I guess you won't be winning the $200 to put towards your Jaguar.
Fine effort. Another two in a row.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Make us laugh. Hello.
Please. It's me, Don and Mike. I like to go to the bathroom at my own travel portal.
You like to what?
I like to go to the bathroom, you see, and make my own delicious travel portal.
You like to go to the bathroom?
Is this perhaps
a Bill Cosby impression, right?
Yes, it is.
It's awful. It's awful.
Bye.
It might have been a fat guy doing a Bill Cosby impression.
Hi, Don and Mike show. Make us laugh.
How high is a Chinaman?
How high?
Exactly. How high is a Chinaman?
That's not even the way to tell it.
Okay, Robbie, how do you tell it?
How long is a Chinaman?
How long?
Exactly.
I still don't get it.
I still don't either.
His name is How Long.
Oh.
You see.
Hello.
I didn't say it was funny. We just wanted to
Jesus.
Get it right.
Jesus.
I'm here.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
3.5 minutes.
Wow. Hello, make us laugh.
Don?
Dan, Mike, we're both here.
Why'd the snowman drop his pants?
Something to do with the snowballs, probably.
No, the snowblower was going by.
Right, okay. Hi there, Don and Mike show. Make us laugh, please.
Hey, Don, I was wondering, when are we going to get another edition of the Don and Mike sex pies and videotape?
You're calling us with a real call.
Are you trying to be funny?
I thought you might appreciate a pull from the past.
See, I really thought he was a... Uh-huh. But really, what were you trying to accomplish there? Why would we have laughed at that?
You're worse than the guy that called, like, with the Tiger Woods joke.
I apologize. My mother's a whore.
Right.
All right. Good day.
Good boy.
She sure is. She's a sloppy whore, too. Hello, Don and Mike show. Make us laugh. She's a sloppy, drippy whore. Hello. She's like my nose. Like my runny nose.
During cold and flu season.
As your mom's like... with boogers coming out of her daisy.
Ew!
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, three nuns are walking down the street. A gentleman jumps out in front of them and exposes his huge manhood to them.
Yeah.
First nun drops to her knees and has a stroke. Second nun drops to her knees and has a stroke. Third nun, she wouldn't touch it.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show. Maybe if I hadn't heard it in CCD. Hello, make us laugh.
When the priest told you.
What did Michael Jackson and Caviar have in common?
What? Hi there.
I probably didn't see the light of air.
Don and Mike Show.
Two minutes.
I got deleted. That should have been deleted because it sucked.
Yeah, exactly.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. The Michael Jackson and crackers joke.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
You know.
Hi.
Hi. Make
you
us laugh.
Know.
Make us laugh.
I have a limerick.
Oh, I love limericks.
Okay.
The Usually they're filthy, though.
No, this one's not.
All right.
The archaeologists were digging a cathedral colossal when they came upon a fantastic fossil. By the curve and the bend and the knob on the end, they knew they had found the Peter of Paul the Apostle.
This had so much potential. When it was at knob on the end, I thought, hey, this might be funny.
Yeah.
Damn it. Penis poetry.
I thought sure it was going to end with Charlie Stossel.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Make us laugh.
What kind of boats do they sail on the Sacramento River?
What kind of boats do they sail on the Sacramento River?
Catamarans.
Catamarans?
What's... Catamarans.
Did you say a bad word?
Catamaran.
Catamaran.
I don't get the joke.
1 minute.
Oh, I don't get it.
That's
either.
Not fair at all.
It's Friday the 13th.
He just cheated us.
Hello, Donna and Mike Show. Make us laugh.
Donna and Mike, what is Dennis Murphy's favorite candy bar?
What?
Baby Ruth?
That's another one that I really, that's just.
Well, it's really not fair if you're calling with things that are simply not even jokes.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. I mean, understand you can be esoteric enough to call with a haiku that makes us laugh.
But Catamaran and Baby Ruth, I'm really, really disturbed.
You can call with stream of consciousness stuff, but Jesus Christ. I mean, don't be tripping on LSD when you call.
I can't help you with the dentist, but did he maybe say Scatamaran?
Hello,
no.
Don and Mike Show.
I'm out.
Hello, make us laugh.
Have you ever smelled mothballs?
I have smelled mothballs.
How did you ever get those tiny little legs apart?
Hi, that was coming.
Don and Mike Show, make us laugh.
Hi, what is Helen Keller's dog's name?
What? We're so fond of HK.
I know.
Not even the right
bonus time. Here's just some bonus time. Mm-hmm. Don and Mike Show.
But mine goes to 11.
These are just some bonus calls because we were talking there during the last 60 seconds.
Bonus being the incorrect word.
Hello, penalty calls.
Penalty calls.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Make us laugh.
Hey, did you hear about the lady who got arrested for shooting her husband because he shot the family chicken? The cops asked the dude, they said, why'd you shoot the chicken? He said, to see the...
I'm not even, because that was going somewhere that would have to be deleted out. You save everybody the trouble of hitting the button.
And if it didn't have to be deleted out, you saved us all time anyway.
Cock-a-doodle-doo. Uh-huh. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello, make us laugh.
Don, Mike.
Yes.
You know, you always pick on Dennis Murphy. This is his missing hand, and if I had two legs, I'd stand up for him.
Hello, Don.
A smile from both of us.
We smiled.
Yeah.
Hello. But it might have just been gas.
Fairly decent effort there.
Like a baby sometimes. Yes, you get gas, just smile.
Like a baby.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
What's the most confusing holiday in Washington, D.C.?
Father's Day.
Oh, God.
Okay, well, that's your bonus time, and now it's time to play everyone's favorite game.
Double danger.
Double danger, double trouble, twice the money.
You feeling frisky today?
Twice the money, F that. 10 times the money.
Oh, my God.
$2,000.
$2,000 on the line.
This is crazy.
If this next caller can make us laugh.
Seriously, the price just went from $200 to $2,000.
You, on the phone, you make us laugh, you win $2,000.
Hi, Don and Mike Show. Make us laugh.
Don and Mike, seriously, think about it. JoeArdinger.com.
Wow. And the hopes of thousands are dashed.
The money's safe.
You feeling any friskier?
Or is
he? Yes, he is. Uh-oh. I knew he would be. We're not going to get cheated like that.
We're going for $4,000.
No, this would be a new record for Make Us Laugh. Let's see what happens.
$4,000, no S, if someone can make us laugh. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Make us laugh.
Good afternoon, gentle persons.
Hi there.
Why is 6 afraid of 7?
If you're gonna
because 6 is a pussy.
All right. Okay. He took it. He went and filled his pills with sugar. No, he actually modified a child's joke.
This will be the last chance. $8,000.
You were ready to pounce on that guy for 7, 8, 9, weren't you?
No, and he came up with that clever one-liner.
Right.
$8,000.
Fearless or foolish.
For many of our listeners, that's life-changing money. For anybody, that's
for anybody. That is. Are you kidding me?
Well, I'm talking about those particularly wealthy listeners that send us the gifts all the time.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Make us laugh.
Yeah, okay, I'm at the light. It's about to turn green. Okay.
I really don't want to not laugh.
I know.
Yeah, I mean, that's the rebel in you that you would love to get a successful joke.
Now, here's where it gets hinky. Because when we do a contest, like when we say $2,000, yeah, it's not a joke. You have, if you make us laugh,
you say it, you pay it.
You win the money.
Mm-hmm.
We're up to $8,000.
You have been doubling all the prize money as we have gone along here.
All right. $16,000.
Okay.
No S. Because now we're in the territory where me and Mike would have to pay.
I'm not feeling very funny.
Come on.
Oh, you know I would if it was funny.
We'll go to the war chest if it's funny.
Yep, absolutely.
Here we go. Don and Mike Show. Hello, make us laugh.
Yeah, how you doing?
Okay.
Four old Jewish women are having lunch, and the waiter walks up to the table and asks, is anything okay?
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen.
The money is safe.
We've gone from 200 to 400. I'm sorry, went from 200 to 2,000, then to 4,000, then to 8,000, then to 16,000.
Right.
If we go to $32,000.
Mike's not smiling.
Let's do it.
Wow.
All right. I'm with you.
$32,000.
That's making us laugh without a caller. Caller's on. Stop laughing.
Don and Mike Show. Make us laugh.
How you doing, Don and Mike?
Very well.
How do you make 5 pounds of fat look attractive?
How?
Put a nipple on it.
Mike, I've
never heard that, and I really wish it made me laugh.
Mm-hmm. I have faith in our listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to go one more time?
Sure.
That'd be...
You really want to go the full doubling of the amount?
Yeah, that'd be, what, $36,000.
No, it'd be 64.
$64,000.
Like the old show.
Okay.
$64,000 joke.
I bet they let me out of my contract tomorrow if we get a winner. Okay, here we go. Don and Mike Show, make us laugh.
All right. What has 75 balls and likes to screw little old ladies?
What?
Bingo.
Well, what can I say? Seriously, we put $64,000 on the line, and not one of you idiots could make us laugh.
We didn't even have a chance to have, like, maybe you thought it was funny and I thought it was, or you know how we go sometimes?
One of us laughs and the other one doesn't.
I don't think that happened during the entire segment.
$64,000 times 2 is $128,000.
I'm out of that.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Drive safely, everybody.
Take care, folks.
Thanks for playing the game.
Thanks for calling, you losers.
Wow. My God.
You should know that behind the scenes, the best part of that is every time the amount is increased, John waves his hand as if to say, don't do it.
Warning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Danger, Will Roberts.
Because the truth is, mm-hmm, if someone wins,
yeah, we're screwed.
They get the money.
We're on the hook for it.
But I always bet on you listeners.
And so far,
you never let us down.
That's been remarkably successful.
You never let Thank us God. Down. Jesus Christ.
When we go into the, quote, bonus rounds, unquote.
Like sometimes you can just tell as soon as the guy says hello.
Oh, yeah.
Like, for instance, here we go. We wipe the slate clean.
We're going back down to $200, or are we doing this for $1?
This would be $1,000.
$1,000.
$1,000.
$1,000.
$1,000 if somebody can make us laugh.
One large.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
This will not work.
Yeah. Right away, I can tell you already. Yeah. I agree. There's not a chance, but we'll give him a chance for $1,000. Go ahead.
What's the difference between Simba and O.J. Simpson?
What?
One's an African lion and one's a lion African.
I mean, really, I feel secure enough with the stupidity of the people that call the show. I really believe that we could go on endlessly doubling the money.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens if you or I happen to make each other laugh?
Right.
You know,
and then we'd
we're
we'd
just
have
so contagiously funny, Mike.
We would have a real sticky wicket there.
We sure would if we had to fly up to New York and tell them that we gave away $120,000 to someone who told a fart joke.
Exactly. Because really, you know, at the end of the day, and we have given away money on Make Us Laugh, it ends up being a kind of joke where, you know, it's funny to us because we haven't heard it.
Right.
But anyway, some people go, you mean that was the winner?
That was it. Okay. When we come back.
We're talking years, too. We go back with some winners on Make Us Laugh.
Mm-hmm. We've had some good ones.
Yeah, in years past.
That might be the biggest jackpot we've ever offered, though.
I think so.
64,000. Can you imagine that call seriously to Hughes?
What do you want?
$64,000.
We recently ran a Make You Laugh with a winner.
Really?
It was, how many Vietnam vets does it take to screw in a light bulb?
How many?
You don't know, man. You weren't there.
That's a great joke.
That's a good joke.
That still makes me laugh.
See,
that is a great
tonight,
joke.
That would have been a $64,000 joke.
No way. And really, if that had been the joke, there is no way I would not have been able to laugh. And there's also no way you wouldn't have been.
No.
And that we would have had to give the money away.
What's the Chris Reeve one?
That's what's black and sits at the top of the stairs?
What?
Christopher Reeve after a house fire.
See, that was funny before he died.
And another winner was, what's Helen Keller's favorite convenience store?
Oh. Wah, wah.
And we hadn't heard it. And because we hadn't heard it, and because of the delivery, it made us laugh.
That's right.
And also, don't forget the Helen Keller song, the Yankee Doodle song.
Yankee Doodle?
No, Helen Keller.
Helen Keller went to town riding on a pony, stuck a feather in her cap, and called it,
What's big and black with something on top? And we had to delete it out.
Oh,
it was
big and black with the skin pulled back.
What was it?
I'll tell you later.
Okay.
Yeah. So you were laughing.
All right. Well, thanks, Little Brains.
Thank you very much.
We'll be right back. Oh, with a newsmaker.
Yeah.
What is this? Bibles for porn?
Yeah.
Hold on. What is it, Robbie?
It's a group of atheists on a campus in Texas that are letting people trade in their Bibles for pornography.
Well, all right. We'll give them a few moments of our time.
What could possibly go wrong?
Stand by, Buzz.
I'm ready.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.